Thank you, Harry. So we have a fairly routine agenda today. Ellen will present the debt investment report, and then Mary Hahn will present the investment the report on credit risk and concern debt report, and she also has the first quarter of fiscal year 2020 audit. And then Ellen will give an update on presentations that we made to the regulators.
So the first item is debt report, Ellen.
Thank you. Corporation debt report is as of October 31st, 2023. The last report presented to the audit committee was as of August 31st. During this time, the corporation issued four series of open resolution bonds in the amount of $315.8 million. There are no open resolution bond redemption. Three standalone series of bonds in the amount of $13.1 million and three series of debt obligations in the amount of $84 million were redeemed. The corporation's debt outstanding as of October 31st, 2023 is approximately $15.8 billion. And as of October 23rd, 2023, the corporation's statutory debt capacity was increased to $19 billion.
That's been signed.
That was when the governor signed it. Had a little press release in Bloomberg. Any questions?
It being none, we will bring the next item over to you in the investment report.
Okay, thank you. Corporation's investment report is as of November 13th, 2023. Funds under management total approximately $5.4 billion, and this report reflects routine investment activity. And the bond reserve was revised and approved by the audit committee on November 30th, 2021, and is required to be reviewed annually. After debt service on the open resolution was paid on November 1, 2023, and certain redemptions made, the amount of long-term bonds outstanding in the open resolution is approximately $9.2 billion. And the amount of long-term bonds outstanding in the housing impact bond resolution is approximately $1.1 billion. Based on this total balance of $10.3 billion, a 1.5% reserve would equal $154 million, and a 2% reserve would equal $205 million. During fiscal year 2022, this reserve was funded at $160 million. Due to the high amount of bonds outstanding, the strong diversified cash flows of the open resolution, and $55 million of guarantee and working capital reserves currently cash funded, HDC staff recommends that the reserve should be increased from $160 million to $180 million at this time. So it'd be more like a 1.75% of our long-term bonds outstanding.
Just one question. Is there the minimum requirement?
Yes, was. So this is actually it's self-imposed by us at HCC. We feel just as we use our general obligation for certain things, we have money set aside. And we base it on the bonds outstanding. This year, we did add in the impact resolution because those bonds are growing in that resolution. So we sort of look to fund it between 1.5, and we do it up to 2, and we even do it 2.25. But to fund it over $200 million just seems like a lot, since we have these other cash funded reserves already set aside. So we feel like, and again, it's self-imposed. It's not required by the rating agencies. We just feel it's a prudent way to manage our credit internally.
And rating agencies do like to see.
They do like to see. Oh, they're happy to do it. But it's not being forced by them in a minimum amount. And this is something that, actually, when Mark was here years ago, we decided to base it on the long-term bonds outstanding. We started looking at from between 1% up to 2.25%. And then so we've been keeping it between the 1.5% and 2%.
And I think it is important that the rating agencies like to see it. And when we've been through these crisis moments, like we just went through, when we've done our own kind of internal stress testing, not that done by the agencies, which are done as well, it's comforting to have behaving with behavior. We feel like this is.
And these funds sit in corporate services accounts, not in either the impact or the other. So those have their own reserves where necessary.
Thank you. Next item, the report on credit risk, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. The report before you is dated as of October 31st, 2023, and the previous report to the audit committee was dated September 30th, 2023. While there were no rating agency actions of note, I will report that Moody's recently revised its outlook for the United States government to negative from stable.
I heard a little something about that.
Yeah. Citing increased downside risks, continued large fiscal deficits, and significantly weakening debt affordability. Just to remind you, Moody's currently rates the US AAA, while S&P and Fitch rate the US AA plus. There were no new overt counterparties. HGC's counterparty exposure remains diversified, with the largest exposures continuing to be with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Wells Fargo. The Wells Fargo exposure is primarily in the form of construction letters of credit, covering 25 projects and 5 interest rate hedges. Investments rated AA or higher were 48% of total investments versus 51% of the last report, and investments rated BBB or not rated were 37% of total investments versus 35% of the last report, and these investments are fully collateralized by high-quality U.S. Treasury or agency securities and or Federal Home Loan Bank letters of credit. HGC exposure to liquidity providers increased $50 million to $591.8 million due to the issuance of the 2023 Series B2 bonds. And HGC exposure to swap providers increased to $1.76 billion, as HDC entered into a $125 million interest rate swap. That's my report. Are there any questions?
I just want to clarify with the bank deposits we have with the money market accounts. During this year, we really were requiring all the bank deposits we have be backed by a Federal Home Loan Bank letter of credit. So, and some of the repo overnight does have securities,
right.
So the majority, really most of our investments are backed by the Federal Home Bank letter of credit, or rated,
yeah,
invested directly in securities.
And you can see that in the report. I know bit treasuries wants the
Federal Home Bank. Might have asked this question once before, but what is the international bank relationship to us?
The internet.
Are we sold by Canadian? Is that?
Oh, RBC and TD and so TD, RBC, we have liquidity facilities with them. RBC, we do have an interest rate swap with them. Barclays, we have an interest rate swap and some liquidity facilities with them.
TD Bank, we have some letters of credit, construction right. Letters of credit. Mm-hmm. So this is just country exposure, so you can see what and that's always been on the
I think I ask this every like couple of years. It jumps out at me.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure.
The internal audit report, Mary.
Thank you. So since the last report to the audit committee, 2 internal audit projects were completed, and they were the IT third-party vendor management audit and the pay cash. On the IT third-party vendor management audit, the objective was to determine if IT is effectively managing vendor relations in the context of security, contracts, HDC policies, and all of the supporting documentation. Upon completion of the audit, we noted no matters in internal controls that we considered material weaknesses. Opportunities exist to enhance controls for third-party vendor management, including updating policy and procedure documents to reflect current practices, formalizing a vendor closeout protocol, and strengthening the tracking of vendor information database. On the petty cash audit, the objectives there were to determine whether adequate controls exist to ensure that the cash asset is safeguarded and maintained in the proper amount. Petty cash disbursements were in compliance with HDC policies and procedures, and the Empress Fund was properly authorized, processed, and reconciled. We found HDC guidelines to be effective and found no matters involving internal controls that we considered to be material. And I will remind the committee that the petty cash audit is required to be performed each year pursuant to the 2003 MOU between HDC and the city's Department of Investigation. That's my report. Are there any questions?
Thank you. Once again, Murray, the approval of the fiscal year 2024 first quarter audit plan.
So the proposed projects for the first quarter of 2024 include two advisory projects related to the annual review and update to business continuity and succession planning, one assurance audit, and the continuous monitoring of the investment portfolio. If there are no questions, the members of the audit committee are requested to approve the first quarter of 2024.
Do I have a motion?
I'm going to
second. All in favor? Any opposed? Being no opposition, the motion carries. Okay. Next item is the update on the presentation of the rating presentations to the rating agency.
Okay, thank you. The audit committee charter requires that presentations to the rating agencies be reviewed with the audit committee. During 2023, the corporation's executive staff met with Standard & Poor's Global Ratings, S&P, and Moody's Investor Service. Both firms rate the corporation and its bond issuance. In addition, S&P rates Brennan. These meetings are usually held annually as part of the rating agency due diligence process. Both meetings this year were held virtually. The meeting with S&P took place on February 7, 2023, and the meeting with Moody's took place on October 12, 2023. And in your packages were your review of materials presented at the meeting. Questions? Very similar.
Yeah. No change in ratings.
Yeah, no, it's really, they know as well.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other business? And there will be no other business, so I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn. Second, any opposed? Motion carries. The audit committee meeting is adjourned.